Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dan, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, fellas. Good to be with you today.
Well, it's interesting because we just played a cut from Tom Brady. He was on the Impulsive podcast, and he basically said that he had nothing to do with taking or not taking Shedeur Sanders, and he did text him because he knows him. And
there's a relationship there.
Yeah, and yeah. He's Tom Brady, and he is the kind of I guess the main guy you think of when you think of people impacting the NFL after being a late draft pick. So Tom would have loved to have gone at the 144 pick or wherever it was Shedeur went. He was 199, as you hear him say there. And yet he is also a team owner, and he said he had nothing to do with any of this stuff. But as you're right, he had something to do with hiring a John Spytek, who is an old college chum and who is running the show for the fine folks with the Raiders.
Yeah, and I know he was involved in the quarterback evaluations, both in the draft and veteran evaluations as well for the Raiders. So, you know, look, I'm sure that Tom looked at, evaluated Shedeur Sanders and had an opinion on him. A lot of people thought that Raiders were a logical landing spot for Shedeur. But, you know, you still have to have the general manager and the head coach, probably the offensive coordinator, on board with the move too, in order for it to happen. And, you know, they obviously didn't think that was their best way to go. They ended up drafting a quarterback in the sixth round, Cam Miller, North Dakota State, who I know that, you know, they think has got some potential. But yeah, it is interesting because Tom does have a connection to Shedeur, and, you know, maybe he didn't necessarily think that he was the next Tom Brady as a guy who, you know, fell late in the draft and was going to be a star.
Great story, Dan, in The Athletic, John Spytek and Tom Brady and the connection. What was your biggest takeaway about anything different in terms of the approach that he will take to the job, and how much more involved will Brady get as he continues to kind of try to strike a balance between Tom Brady, football analyst for Fox, and Tom Brady, part owner for the Raiders?
Well, you know, I think the interesting thing is he understands the optics of his involvement in the team, which you knew he would, right? Because, like, one of his great gifts is self-awareness. And I think, you know, he, as a result, is not forcing himself into the situation physically. He's not there, you know, during a lot of the meetings and during the draft. He's doing a lot of these things remotely, but he's still involved. You know, I think he's a big reason why John Spytek is the general manager of the Raiders. As I write in the story, they have a connection that goes back to the University of Michigan when Brady was a star senior quarterback, you know, leading the team to an Orange Bowl victory. Spytek was a redshirt freshman on the scout team. And, you know, they played against each other and had some interactions. Then, of course, Spytek was a big reason why Brady came to Tampa and succeeded in Tampa, along with, of course, general manager Jason Light and head coach Bruce Arians and some of the other people they had there. But, you know, they have history together, and they are working together now. And they're talking on the phone a lot. They text a lot. And Brady is involved. But he also is not a guy who's telling Spytek, look, you have to do this, you have to do that. He's saying, I trust you. I helped put you in this job, which he did. He was involved in the interviews. But, you know, I'm giving you the power to do what you think is best, which you know, may explain the Shador Sanders thing, if we go back to that.
Yeah, I got to tell you that I know that there is an obsession with the Shador Sanders stuff and how he responded and what he allegedly said to the Giants and Brian Daboll, and you know the whole thing is such a circus. That just this idea, I think that we've seen quarterbacks especially where, you know, if you've got to have something that is really attractive to people to be selected high in an NFL draft. I've never seen anyone fall like that, but at the same time, you know, there was a difference of opinions among some NFL people as to exactly what you could get out of him. I just feel it was a more complicated issue.
Yeah, it was. You know, if he were any position other than quarterback, it probably wouldn't have been so complicated.
Yeah.
But because, you know, your quarterback is your potential face of the franchise, because if that person is not your starter, you know, you've got other issues with chemistry potentially, you know, that probably led to some teams backing off on him. But, you know, I think it was widely accepted by a lot of people, a lot of teams, that he was the second best quarterback in the draft, the second most attractive prospect at that position. So the fact that, you know, he was chosen way beyond that is baffling. Now, it was a weak year for quarterbacks. That's the other thing.
Mm.
So do you believe that the second best quarterback in the draft can even be an NFL starter? Will he be an NFL starter quickly? You know, will he be able to lift a franchise? You know, those are things that factor into it too. Because if you think he's a backup, if you rate him as an NFL backup, you know, now it's a different game. You look for different qualities from a backup, and maybe you like one of the other prospects better for a number two than you do Shador Sanders.
Dan, you cover the league, and the big story around the NFL this morning is that the Steelers traded George Pickens to the Cowboys for a third-round draft pick and a draft swap next year. What is your reaction to that deal?
Yeah, you know, interesting, because Pickens, obviously, you know, you put Pickens and CeeDee Lamb together, I mean, that's one of the two of the most talented wide receivers that have ever played together. I mean, you know, if those guys are going and Pickens is behaving himself, which obviously he doesn't always do that, you know, but if they can get his head right, I mean, they're going to be really, really difficult to cover, those two guys. And Dak Prescott's going to really have a lot of opportunities, I think, to make big plays. But, you know, there's a reason that Pickens, I think he's probably been available all off season. You know, they obviously acquired DK Metcalf a long time ago. And, you know, there hasn't been a great market for him. He ended up going for basically a third-round pick. So that tells you a little something about the downside with him. And now it'll be up to Dallas, Brian Schottenheimer, Jerry Jones, and Dak Prescott to try to get it out of him and, you know, make him a more consistent performer.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Is Aaron Rodgers more likely to land with the Steelers now? Is that more likely to happen, or was that always more likely to happen than not? And is it possible it doesn't happen?
Well, until it happens, I guess it's possible it doesn't happen. But, you know, I think all signs point to it happening. My guess would be, and it is just a guess, just that Rodgers doesn't want to sign too soon because he wants to wait before, you know, he wants to get past some of the OTAs and that sort of thing. So if you recall, when he was with the Jets, you know, there were sometimes controversies, even with the Packers, when he didn't come to all of the off-season things. Well, if you're not on the team, there can't be a controversy about it, right? So... You know, he can kick back in Malibu or, you know, go on an ayahuasca journey or, you know, whatever he wants to do at this time of year. And then, you know, when he's ready to fully commit, he could come in and, you know, put the cape on and who knows, maybe save the day. I mean, I'll say this. There are a lot of starting quarterbacks in the NFL who don't give you what Aaron Rodgers gives you in terms of talent and ability. Now, are you comparing him to most of the quarterbacks in the league? Because if that's the case, you know, he's okay. If you're comparing him to what he once was, who's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, you say, well, maybe he's lost a little bit. You know, maybe his legs aren't the same. Maybe if he gets beat up a little bit, you're going to see it more than you once did. You know, maybe his mentality changes a little bit. When he gets under pressure, he gets hit a lot. But still pretty good. And, you know, if you surround him with the right people, have the right coaching, which, you know, the Jets obviously were a mess. You know, I think he could have a good year in Pittsburgh.
Dan, we only have a minute left, but as the Bears get ready for the rookie minicamp this weekend at Hallis Hall, what draft pick intrigues you the most?
Well, you know, I'm, like everybody, I'm really intrigued with Loveland. I think he could be a star. You know, I think with Ben Johnson, you could see him, you know, he's better than Sam Laporta, more talented than Sam Laporta, you know, maybe T.J. Hockenson. When I was talking with Scout before the draft, there was a really interesting comparison. He compared him to Greg Olsen. I think he's that type of player. And, you know, obviously the Bears never really got out of Olsen what the Panthers did, but he's probably capable of those kind of Panthers numbers that Greg Olsen had.
The only man that can't compare to Olsen is Tom Brady.
Full circle conversation. Great
there
stuff,
go.
Dan.
Back to Tom. Yep. All right, guys. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're the best. See Thanks. You, Dan.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.